little bit off. So if your heart is right with God, that means you're in the Word and you're thinking on Him, and in the light of that, you're making right decisions. Oftentimes, you know, I'm at work and I'm working along there and I'm thinking, I'm working on this part and I'm saying, you know, this is huge right now, but you know what? In eternity, this is a very small thing. And I guess we can look at a lot of stuff in our lives that if we think of it in the light of eternity, it's probably a very small thing. But still, God wants us to do the best we can with it and in the situation that we're in. Nowadays, when people are trying to preach the gospel, what enters in is they use worldly tactics to preach the gospel. Sometimes it yields some fruit. God blesses it, I think, regardless, as long as you're preaching the Word, but oftentimes people use worldly tactics to present the gospel. Here at Blaisdell, we teach the Word and talk about the Word as it is here in these papers, and in these pages here, and leave God to soften the heart and so it can penetrate the heart of people that are looking to for something else out there. And there's a lot of stuff out there, but we know that God is the answer. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, not engaged in the warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be the first partaker of his crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now here, Paul, we know that he pretty much preached the gospel. You know, he went around, he just preached the gospel. He didn't get involved in too much else. He encouraged the saints, but he preached the gospel that he was given. Let's go to chapter 4, 1 through 4. And there's a charge. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, I will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. And Paul's telling them this is what's going to happen. They said, be ready to preach the gospel in season and out of season. But there will be some that will turn them away. So the right thinking is, preach the word. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we shouldn't add a lot to it. But the idea is to get those that are unsaved under the sound of the gospel. And let's go to Isaiah 31:1. Isaiah 31:1. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord? So this is kind of like a picture of they're going to the world for help to preach the gospel. Egypt is a picture of the world, and they went down there for help from the world. They don't have the right thinking. So an unsaved person don't have the right thinking. Only the saved person can have right thinking and godly thinking, because they understand. They've come to the knowledge. They've closed in with that offer of salvation, and they confess their sins, and they realize that Jesus Christ is the way, and thereby getting right thinking. Right thinking don't come immediately, but they have to read the Word, and God's Word, and it'll be revealed to them. Let's read something in Ezekiel 33:6. Ezekiel, Daniel, there you go. Sometimes when you're up here, you can't find it. Ezekiel 33:6. Now, when it comes to the home, and you're trying to conduct a Christian home or raise a Christian family in the morals that God has set out, there's constant pressures coming from outside. So, Ezekiel 33:6. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the word and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. There's a big responsibility for fathers in the Christian home to guard children, the family, from outside worldly influences. There's a constant moral pressures on our souls and minds, and on our homes. We must be constant guard to protect our homes from worldly influences. And we love our families. We would do anything for them. True love is willing to pay the price required to keep the home safe now. It's a lot of work. You gotta watch all those influences on your children because they pick up things and they pick them up quick. And we have to be looking at who they're with and when they're done playing outside, what they come in with. And you can tell, though, they come inside and their whole attitude changes. Or we pay a higher price later. Because when they get into teenagers and young adults and they're not grounded, the price is higher. It's a lot harder. So let's have right thinking about that and godly thinking. And Philippians 3:19, let's look at a couple of verses. And I didn't quite get my notes done, so I'll have to bear with me. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. That one's self-explanatory. Let's look at 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So those things you have can draw you away easily. And if you're out on the edge, that could just put you over the edge. So if you're living a little in the world and a little in the church, and that doesn't work. So it usually turns into falling away. 1 Peter 1:15 through 16. But as he who called you holy, and you also be holy in your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. So God wants you to be holy or set apart for him. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, patience, tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So, not only do we want to read the word, we want to pray. Be in prayer about your family, be in prayer about your kids, that they'll grasp the Bible, what's in it, and understand it, and come to the saving knowledge. And And I got written down here 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So again, if your heart is not right, your thinking will falter. But if your heart is right with God, your thinking will be more clear. And as we spend time praying to Him, He will direct us. And I'm just going to read a little bit out of this book here. It may be helpful to distinguish between worldliness and sin. Sin, as we know, is sin. No, is an act that is contrary to the will of God. So if we're not in the will of God, it is sin. Usually people think of, you know, Ten Commandments. If I break one of those, I sin. But if you're out of the will of God, that's sin. Not doing what He wants you to do. On the other hand, worldliness could be defined as an attitude toward the things of the world. The Lord not only wants the believer to be righteous, but also to be holy. We are to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Our thinking is not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. So that's all I have for tonight. And so in order to have right thinking, we need to be in the Word, be in prayer, and draw closer to the Lord. And our thinking will become more clear. We won't have to second guess what's right and wrong. We'll know where we should be and we shouldn't be. And it is possible to have the right answers and the wrong thinking, and that's where people are just putting on a show. They got the right answers, but they got the wrong thinking, and it's, you know, the Word hasn't touched their heart. They're not being drawn by the Holy Spirit to do what is correct and to think what is proper. Thank you for your time, and now let's have some.